The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
2.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
I can empathize with today's second dater because Desiree, who's on the phone with us right now, is much like me. She has a teeny tiny little bladder.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Isn't that right, Desiree?
Yes, I can't help it.
Desiree, hey, listen, I understand your problem completely. I go to the bathroom like every 5 seconds. And apparently on Desiree's first date, she thinks that might have been an issue. And I can tell you from experience, Desiree, as a guy who's been on dates before and has to get up every 5 seconds to use the bathroom, it is in the back of your head like, oh, my God, they're going to think like I'm in the bathroom doing coke, like I'm a drug addict or something. You start making excuses for it. You're like, I'm sorry, I just had too much water today. I don't know. Like, I have to go to the bathroom this much. I promise I'm not doing weird things. How many times did you get up to use the bathroom during your date?
Oh, my gosh, at least 5, maybe 6.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I've been there.
It's terrible. Like, I can't help it. Like, I got there early thinking I can get, like, my head straight, you know. I'm going to check out the surroundings. I'm going to have a couple drinks, like, relax a little bit because I was so nervous. And then I was like, oh, gosh, you've had 3 drinks and he's not even here yet. So that's great.
Did you tell him that you were going to the bathroom every one of those times, and what was his reaction by the 6th?
I mean, we were sitting at the bar. Was I going to say, oh, I have to make a phone call? Like,
yeah.
So I had to tell him that I was going to the bathroom, and I was just like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, like just trying to apologize and excuse myself. But, like, how do you like, cover that?
I'd like to see you and me on a date together, Desiree. Like, neither of us would be at the table ever.
The date would be in the bathroom.
Nonstop bathroom trips. But I've done that, and you have to start making excuses. You're just like, oh, and you try to make awkward jokes about, you know, having to go to the bathroom every 5 seconds. It sucks.
Right?
Now, you said that you think that might have been a problem on the date. First of all, let's learn about the guy that you went out with. What's his name, Will?
Will, yes.
How'd you meet him?
I was getting my nails done, and my nail tech, who was, like, super sweet, she was like, you would be perfect for my son. So how would you feel about going on a blind date with him? And I was, like, really weirded out because, I mean, I don't know this guy.
This dude's mom set him up with you, basically.
Yeah. That's so weird. I was like, wait, does he still live with you? But she said, no, he has his own place. But, no, she set us up, and we, like, met up at the bar. And it was great. Like, he was so great, too. I thought it was going really well, except for the fact that I kept leaving.
Did he seem sympathetic at all when you were saying that, or did he seem upset?
He kind of laughed it off the first couple times, and then, like, by, like, the fourth time, he started to get, like, a little annoyed, mm-hmm. almost, like, a little frustrated. But, like, what am I supposed to do? You gotta go, right?
Yes, and it's the worst part is when you're on one of those dates, and you're somebody like myself or Desiree who has to go to the bathroom, and then you try to hold it forever, because then you can't pay attention to what they're talking about, and you're all fidgety, yeah. So then... Yeah, they're like, this person is on drugs. They've been to the bathroom 5 times, and now they won't stop itching themselves. You know?
Or your knees bouncing under the table. They won't stop bouncing because you want to go.
So how did your date end with him then?
Well, like by the 5th, 6th time I came back from the bathroom, we sat and talked, like, awkward. It got, like, a little awkward. And then he just kind of was like, well, you know, starting to get a little late, I better go. and it was only like 9:30. So, oh, it was like awkward.
Did you guys hug or kiss or anything?
It was a hug. It was a quick hug, and then, you know, he walked me out, and then we just kind of went our separate ways.
All right. I'm assuming not a handshake because he's like, I don't know if she washed her hands or not.
Oh, my God.
And you haven't heard from him at all?
No. I texted him to see, you know, because I didn't want to call him and be like, that girl. Mm-hmm. So I texted him, but I haven't heard anything back.
Okay. Well, we're going to play a song, come back, call him, and see if we can get him on the phone and get your second date update, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
You know Desiree?
Yeah.
No matter what happens in today's second date update, I think after it, you and I are going to start a support group for pee-challenged individuals.
Oh, that's so nice. You can't have any water or refreshments at this group.
That's definitely true. You might not think it's a bad thing, but, you know, it's annoying when you go out with somebody and they have to pee every 5 seconds. My friends get annoyed. My family gets annoyed. My girlfriend gets annoyed with me. Mm-hmm. They all get angry because I have to go to the bathroom every 5 seconds. And that's what Desiree did on her first date. And that's what she think ruined it with Will. Right, Desiree?
Yeah, it's awful.
Don't worry. I got your back.
Okay? Or your bladder.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Are you about ready to give Will a call and see if your frequent bathroom trips did in fact ruin your date?
Yes.
Okay.
At least you know if that's the reason he's not calling you back, it's nothing you could really help.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. You can find a guy that's more your speed. R. Kelly or something. All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, can I speak to Will?
This is Will.
Hey, Will, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning on Moving 92.5.
I'm good.
What's up, man? Will, are you familiar with our show?
Yeah, I'm curious why you're calling me.
I'm calling you because somebody emailed us to do a second date update on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That person's name is Desiree.
Okay.
Do you remember your date with Desiree?
Yes.
She thinks that her frequent urination kind of was off-putting to you, and that's why you don't want to give her a call back. Is that what screwed up your date with Desiree?
That was definitely annoying.
Was that it, though?
I mean, let's say yes and just leave it at that.
Oh, come on, man. Yeah, you can't do that to us.
We can't leave it at that because there's obviously more to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say anything on the radio.
Yeah, but Will, she's the one that emailed us and is taking the risk of something being said about her. Mm-hmm. So if you think it's going to embarrass her, then, you know, it's kind of her fault.
Plus, she already put it out there that she has to pee every, like, 3 seconds.
Yeah, it can't be more embarrassing than that.
Well, I mean, I guess you're right, but I don't really want to speak ill of her.
What didn't you like about her?
She was off in the bathroom. I don't know if it was the 4th or the 7th or whatever time it was.
Yeah.
I was sitting alone at the table, and I adjusted her drink, and I knocked her purse off the table by accident.
Okay.
And, you know, I picked it up and put it back on the table, and when I put it on the table, it started vibrating.
What started vibrating?
The purse.
Okay, well, that could be a fun.
Is it what I think it is?
Why did it start vibrating?
Well, I mean, I thought it was a cell phone for a second, and then it just kept going. So I looked in there just to figure out what was going on, and it wasn't a cell phone.
I just want to see him sitting at the dinner table holding that thing in his hand trying to turn it off.
No,
I didn't hold it. I reached in there. I mean, I've seen that thing before.
Are you sure that's what it was? Like, you think she's just carrying that around in her purse wherever she goes in case something pops off?
Woman to woman, that would be weird.
I don't really know why. I mean, I feel bad for her. I don't even know why it was in there.
You're positive it couldn't be, like, I feel like there's a lot of weird electronic products. That you know, like vibrate, those back yeah. rubbers or what, you know, there's like all weird things.
Yeah.
Could it be one of those?
This was not for rubbing backs.
Okay.
Well, you and I are very opposite. Had I found that in someone's purse, I'd be like, yes, thank you. This is amazing.
Well, this thing was gigantic. And
oh, my God.
That's more what it was. You were scared. You had to...
Stop. Oh, my gosh. Stop. Oh, my God.
Will, Desiree's actually on the other line right now. You know that. She's listening.
Oh, my gosh. What were you say that? Seriously, who goes into a girl's purse?
It fell over.
No, but you don't need to, like, why didn't you just, like, ignore it?
It was unignorable.
It's not like it has that many settings.
You know what? I don't really want to get into it. I'm sorry that you had to hear that. I mean, you're a nice girl, and your private life is your own. I think you should, by all means, do what you like. You know, I just didn't know what to say.
Oh my God.
Desiree, is what he says true? Are you packing?
I mean, I guess you can't, like, cover it up now, but, like, listen, it was a prank for a friend of mine, all right? She was like, you should take it. It'd be really funny, that kind of thing, you know?
I don't believe her.
Yeah.
Seriously, you don't ever do things like that? Like, you think it's funny with your friends, and then you just, like, do it?
Yeah.
Nope.
No, not friends that I want to keep.
I keep one of those on me all the time, but for the right reasons. So.
Whoa! Oh, gross.
Hey,
oh my
Will,
God.
Do you believe her? Do you believe her that was all a prank?
Hey, man, you know, whatever. I don't really care.
Well, okay, Will, is it that big a deal to you that she has alone time or whatever she does with it?
But it wasn't because of that. It was a prank. It was a prank.
I don't know.
You guys are painting, like, the worst picture of me right now, okay? It really wasn't mine. Like, what do I have to do to convince you guys that it was not mine?
Desiree, if it wasn't, did one of your friends throw it in your purse, like, right before you walked in the restaurant? Don't you think that's something you might want to put in your car before you go in?
Forget these things, you know?
No, not really.
I think I'd remember.
Kinda, I kind of wish you would just own it and be like, yeah, it was me. I brought it.
I tell you one thing. I will never forget that thing.
It really, really wasn't mine.
Okay, Desiree.
Sure.
It's just stupid. It was just being silly.
Hey, Will, would you like to go out on a second date with Desiree? Okay. I will pay for it.
I don't think so.
No?
Oh.
Will.
Come on, Will.
I think we have different views of the beginnings.
I think Will was just intimidated by what was in her purse.
Yeah. Got a lot to live up to,
he
my
He doesn't
friend.
Want to compete with Beast Mode. That's the problem.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.